Radio friend, Norm Mandel. Headline news these days is a spectacular pennant race in the National League. And one baseball team you just can't keep out of those headlines is the Chicago Cubs. So you'll be interested, we think, in a statement from Charlie Grimm, the Cubs manager. Charlie said, "People often wonder how big league ball players stand the ground. Usually, it's because they take care of themselves. They eat wisely and avoid stimulants that might interfere with their sleep. Since coffee contains caffeine, a stimulant that often causes sleeplessness, many ball players avoid coffee. To anyone with whom caffeine disagrees, I recommend Postum. Postum contains no caffeine and is a delicious drink which adds warmth and cheer to any meal." That statement, ladies and gentlemen, should prove mighty welcome and helpful to a lot of you. It should be particularly interesting to growing boys and girls, for while many people can drink coffee without losing sleep, many others cannot. So if you think coffee keeps you awake, take Charlie Grimm's suggestion and switch to Postum. And once you've enjoyed Postum's distinctive, mellow flavor and delightful, tempting aroma, you'll say it's the grandest drink, hot or ice, you ever had. Why not start tomorrow to make your regular mealtime drink the favorite training table drink? Delicious Postum. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. In the Jot 'em Down store to Squire Skimp for $1,000 in order to raise the necessary money to establish his claim to an estate in England of which he is believed to be one of the heirs. The old fellow used $500 of the money as a retainer's fee to a firm of attorneys to represent him, and is planning to use the remaining $500 for a trip to England so that he might be present when the estate is divided. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum over at the Jot 'em Down store telling Abner of his latest plans.
Yeah, whenever he told me I could make the trip for $500, I never asked no questions. Just told him right over the phone I'd take it.
Well, how come you'd have to call Fort Smith to get it, Rob? Don't they sell tickets to England and at the county seat?
No, they can sell me a railroad ticket from here to New York, but they can't sell me no steamboat ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this outfit tends to all that for you. With all your reservations and other things.
Yeah.
All I gotta do is just get on the train and at the county seat and start. Leaving here Sunday night, July the 3rd.
3rd? Why, you'll miss the picnic over at Crystal Hill.
Yeah, I know, but I got to leave then so that I can get to New York in time to catch the boat. Them things don't wait on you.
Well, I'll be dead blame. So you're sure enough going, are you, Lon?
Yeah. Done sent the money for the tickets and everything. Mailed them a cashier's check Saturday morning. And he said he'd mail the tickets right out for me, so since he's filled them out and all.
Well, sir, I'd just give the world and all if I could go with you. That's all.
Yeah, I wish you could, Abner. Love to have you. Of course, he said there'd be a party of them going on this tour. I won't be by myself.
Ah, well, good. Where all is that you're going now?
Oh, I just select for all and call off a whole bunch of places.
Yeah.
I don't know where they're at, but I never let on to him. But not all in foreign countries, though. Said it wouldn't cost me no more going on this faithful tour and seeing all them countries over there than it would just to go to England and back by myself.
Yeah, well, that's the best way to go, I believe, Ron. That way, why, there'd be somebody else along so you won't get over and get lost.
Oh, well, ain't no danger of that. He's gonna send a list of all the places I'm going to and when I'm supposed to get there.
Uh-huh.
All I gotta do is just stay with the crowd. Just stay at the same hotel tomorrow.
But does that $500 include your hotels, too?
Yes, sir. Hotels and meals, ticket from here to New York, and ticket on the boat over there and back, and transportation all over Europe and everything else.
Well, if you paid $500 for the ticket, well, you don't have no money left, will you?
No, but I don't need money. Everything's all paid for. That's the nice part about it. I don't have to carry no money along with me. And there ain't no danger of me getting over there and getting robbed to where I couldn't get back home this way.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I hadn't thought about that. Well, sure, now, that is all right. It's all right.
Biggest bargain I ever heard of. 4 days in London. That'll give me time enough to see the town, all the sights there, and then we'll cross the town.
Ain't you going to England?
Well, yeah. Oh. In England, London, England.
Oh, yeah. Well, will that give you time to look after that estate?
Estate?
Yeah, that's what you're going over there for, to get that money that's coming to you.
Seems just right, ain't it? Got you interested in the trip, I might not know where I was going.
Right,
I don't know where 4 days will be enough time or not. Now, it'll take me a little time to look up all my relations over there.
That's just what I was thinking.
Man, if I don't get done, I can let the rest of the crowd go ahead on, and I can catch up with them later.
Yeah, I could do that. Where all else is it now that you're going?
Well, let's see. It's Holland and Belgium, at least that's in.
Uh-huh.
France and Italy. I don't know where all. Holland's where they wear them wooden shoes, you know.
Wooden shoes?
Yeah, made out of wood. You saw pictures of them. Dutch girls, you know, they're all standing in front of a windmill, you know, on calendars.
Oh, yeah, that little sunbonnet on. Yeah, I saw.
It's where the little boy stuck his finger in the dike and saved the country.
Was a little Jackie Horn alarm. Stuck in his thumb and pulled out a thumb and said, what a big boy now.
No, that's another boy. This sure not happened. This little fella was walking along the sideline on dikes one day, and he seen a hole where the water was coming through, and so he run over and stuck his finger in the dike and stood there for, I don't know how long, days, I reckon.
Couldn't he get it off?
Yeah, he could, but he was saving the country, keeping that water back so nobody wouldn't get drowned.
What little water run through a hole your finger plug up wouldn't drown nobody.
No, but the water would have kept eating that hole out bigger till the whole dike would have washed away. He stayed right there till somebody come to help him. Risked his life to save his country. I can see him now. Little fella standing there with little wooden shoes on, two sleet and storm.
Well, why didn't you just pick up a stick and ram it down in there and go tell somebody what was on?
Why? Then you could have did that, couldn't you?
Why, sure. I don't see nothing so smart about that.
Well, now that's funny. Somebody hadn't thought of that before. He could have used a cork for that dude. Might not anything.
Why, of course he could. Of course.
Well, they seem to think it was a great stunt over there. They think they do about it. Maybe he's my hero or a king or something. I don't know just what. It's been so long since I read his children's story.
Well, now, I never would tell that to no children around here, Mom. I'm liable to go down here on one of these creek banks and slide. About to pull that finger out of there. It's a water moccasin on the end of it. Draw back a nub one.
Well, I ain't going to tell nobody but you. You ain't going to try it, are you?
No, sir. No, sir. Bob, I ain't. And then I wouldn't be trying it whenever I got over there if I do, neither.
I just happened to think of the story when I mentioned Holland. These interesting stories that way about all them countries. That's the reason it's coming.
Yeah, Cedric, reason.
Huh?
Cedric, coming up out there.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I feel I saw for that boy. He wants to go with me the worst way. If I was a millionaire, that friend wouldn't take him to. He's the backwoods here. I'd love to just take him into one of them foreign countries and just stand back and watch him see what he does.
He's an awful backwoods, but he comes by it natural. That part of him, Caleb, is just this country right now as he was the day he made the Pine Ridge. Living here ain't just in a bit. He can't change
it. Well, howdy, Cedric.
Come in, Cedric.
We've been looking all over town for you, Mr. Bohm.
For me?
This morning. Got a special delivery letter for you. Come down there to the post office, and Grandpap said it must be something important. Told him stamps on there.
Grandy, important's looking all right.
Well, look at that thing, Richard.
The size of it. Yeah, thank you, Cedric.
Is it from them lawyers, Mom? Maybe you done got that in here.
Oh, my goodness. Same as I hope not. Just fire my whole trip to Europe. No, it's from Howard Adams Travel Service Bureau.
Oh, that's the fella in Portsmouth.
Get my ticket.
Yeah, uh-huh. Down to me.
Oh, yeah, for your trip, huh?
Well, so we started doing with you.
Yeah, like Lama tell me she wanting to go mighty bad, said he.
Going to someday. Already started saving up, so.
Now, if I foot loose like you and Lama, I'll go in a minute. I can't go and take the family, Elizabeth, and little Pearl. Get so much money.
Here's the ticket, Adam. Tell us all about it.
Well, don't look at them suckers.
A lot of fun studying these things. Youth of America tour. Sailing on Queen Mary, GI the 6th.
Youth of America? Yeah. Well, you're a little old for that, ain't you?
I reckon all. He sold me a ticket for it, didn't he?
Yeah.
Well, he'll tell us where all the countries we're going to visit. England, Scotland, Holland, Belgium, France. Like Switzerland, Italy, and sail from France to the United States.
Well, they land safe. But how long does that take, Lam, for you to go all that way and
well,
come back?
See, we get back to New York on August the 11th.
Yeah, Tom.
And here's where all we'll be. Leave Pine Ridge, or the county seat, July the 3rd, get into New York and sail July the 6th on Queen Mary.
Well, Queen Mary?
On the Queen Mary.
How? Oh.
With a boat.
Oh.
Arrive at Southampton, July the 11th. Wait a minute, you got me going to the wrong place. I told him I wanted to go to London. Oh, where you will embark for London.
Where you'll do what for London?
Embark, it says here. That must be English for leave.
Well, ain't you going to train to London on the boat?
According to this thing.
That's a long time. What's that picture here, Tom?
That's just some of the sights here for you. The Coliseum, the Louvre, Buckingham Palace, sound like a rodeo. Lake Lucerne. Okay, picture yourself cycling through 1,000 miles of scenic Europe. Hot dog.
1,000 miles, that one.
All I gotta do is just sit back and enjoy myself. Everything's all paid.
Well, go on, easy to that shot, Lama. I know that's the internet.
Indeed. Southampton, where you will embark for honor. Your bicycle will be waiting for you on the pier, and the party will leave immediately.
Bicycle?
Well, just amazing, man. What's he talking about?
Well, what did this say over here, Lama? It says bicycle there, something or other, right over there.
Oh. A picture of a whole bunch of them, aren't they? The Youth of America tour combines economy with those who love invigorating exercise and the great outdoors. See Europe the continental way. Ride your bike through picturesque Europe. Well, I'll be dead brain. You know what I did? The dead brain if I ain't bought myself ticket on a bicycle.
And none can look forward to pedaling a bicycle 1,000 miles through Europe this summer. Does this sound familiar to any of you ladies?
Well, darling, the poster says we're in for another hot day.
Gosh, I hope it isn't a scorcher like yesterday. But if it is, when I get home from work, don't let's have anything hot to eat. Let's have a nice cold supper, huh?
Yes, and how about having with that cold supper a grand, refreshing, frosty drink? Ice Toastum. Now, when you're hot and tired and thirsty, Ice Toastum is the very thing to cheer you up and cool you off. Toastum contains no caffeine, so it cannot possibly irritate summer-frayed nerves. And Toastum can be left standing without losing or changing its flavor. So you can make a whole day's supply, enough for meals as well as between meals all at once. And you can get it from your grocer in two forms. Toastum cereal, the drink you make by boiling or percolating, and instant Toastum, made instantly in the cup. Serve golden brown ice Toastum tomorrow in a long, tall glass with cracked ice and maybe a generous topping of whipped cream. And see if your family doesn't vote it their favorite mealtime treat. Ice Toastum. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.